Hi, and welcome to this demo about the Beats Flex. And of course, these are the very cheap $79 Australian wired Bluetooth earphones from Apple. So what I thought today would be I would give you a description of the actual Beats Flex, tell you what's in the box, and then give you some updates and clarification on some different features, plus give you a demo of what the Beats sound like, and I'll do that through the Voice Memos app. What you get in the box, of course, is the Beats Flex themselves, the wired Bluetooth earphones, and you also get a very, very short USB-C to USB-C cable. And I can only surmise the reason why it's so short is because the entire length of the cable, the wire that goes in between the two earphones that makes up the Beats Flex, is 32 inches in length, which is about 80 centimeters here in Australia. So, you know, you've got that plus this little USB-C cable to plug it into your MacBook Pro, or I'm assuming, say, for example, your iPad Pro to charge, so I guess the cable doesn't have to be for that long. But if you're like me and you've got standard USB-C wall chargers, then sort of using this very short cable really doesn't make much sense, but it's there anyway. Then you get four ear tips, and these are the little ear tips that basically go over little knobs, I like to call them. So these are the knobs that you find in lots of earphones on the market. So you've got the earphone itself, and then coming out from that, there's this little knob that you then put the ear tip around. And then when you put that in your ear, the ear tip then is supposed to mold to the inside of your ear. And of course, you get four different sized ear tips. You get, and I'm assuming, I'm only guessing this one, you go small, medium, large, and largest, I'm assuming. And then of course, you also get a quick start guide and a warranty card. So that's what's in the box. Now let me give you a physical description of the Beats Flex themselves. So as I've already said, they are wired Bluetooth earphones. Now the wire that's directly over the back of your neck is actually quite thick. It's actually twice as thick as the rest of the cables going down to each of the earphones on either side. Now at the end of that very thick neck part of the wire, there's actually two inline system control modules. And if I was to measure these, I could put my three fingers in a row, and that would be the length of each of these control modules on either side. So if you can imagine, you've got this good thick neck wire at the back of your neck. On each end of that, you've got the inline control system modules, and then coming off that, you've got each side, you've got a wire that then comes down to each of the earphones. And of course, why is it every time I do a podcast lately, it starts to rain? Also, it seems. So that's the general layout of the earphones. Now, let me just go into a bit more detail. So the inline control modules, as these lay on your neck, I'll explain it with these controls, the way they're laying on your neck. So the left-hand one, the inside of the control modules, so the closest to your skin of your neck, on the inside of that, down towards the bottom, there is the round multi-feature button, which I'll go through in a minute. And then just above that, still on the inside surface, touching close to your skin, there's the microphone, of course, to control Siri, do voice memos, and of course, to do phone calls. And then if you come to the outside of that control unit, so this would be sort of, I don't know, pointing up to your ear in a way, that side, you've got a long rectangular button, and that's your volume up and volume down button or rocker. And then at the back of the actual control unit, so like I said, the front of the control unit is with the volume pointing up towards your ear. The bottom of the one is when it's sort of pointing down towards your shoulder. Underneath there, towards the top, there's a USB-C port, of course, to charge the earphones. And that port is actually unprotected. There's no rubber little door across it, or no nothing. Now, that to me is a bit of a concern, and I'm assuring it's probably, you know, I've got great stuff inside it to protect against a bit of dust and moisture and so on. But just in case you were wondering, and I'm wondering, these are not IP certified. So that's the left-hand side inline control module. The one on the right-hand side is not that exciting. So the back edge of the control unit, and this is the one that's basically facing my shoulder going down, underneath that is actually the power and pairing button. Just so I can give you a further explanation of where these inline memory modules sit, the left and right-hand ones, they sort of sit as they start off from the neck cable. So they're right next to the back of your neck on your skin, and then they sort of come out at a bit of a 45-degree angle. That's why they're longy, because if I currently take the Beats Flex out of my ears and just drop them onto my chest, they come down, what's that, probably just below my sternum. So that's where they sit. Now, one really cool thing about these Beats Flex, of course, as we know of the AirPods and the AirPods Pro, if they drop out of your ears, they can skate off anywhere into the universe, whereas the worst these things are going to do, pop out of your ears and just go onto your chest, right? Now, you might have heard just a little click sound then when I basically threw them down again under my chest. That's because at the back of each of these earphones is a magnet. So if I take them apart now and hold them up to the microphone and just let them go towards each other, that's the magnet. And that's very, very cool, because that magnet not only keys them together when they're around your neck, i.e. sitting on your chest, but they can also enable you to answer an incoming phone call. So you pull them apart, whack them in your ears, and start listening to your phone call and start chatting away. If you've got music playing, they can also start and stop music playing. So you pull them apart, whack them in your ears, and your music restarts again. If you want to stop the music, you pull them apart, drop them, and they usually connect automatically. If they don't, you just put them together via the magnets, and then the music stops. Now, just a warning for voiceover users, if I sometimes do this and they don't go together because they're sort of snagged on my t-shirt, your voiceover will still be going through the Beats Flex. They won't be going through the internal speaker of the actual iPhone. So if I grab my iPhone here, and I'm now unlocking my phone and I'm flicking on the screen, there's absolutely nothing. But if I put the two Beats Flex earphones together like that, now flick on my screen, I've got speech back. All right, if I pop them back in my ears, as he says, shoving them under the studio monitoring headset, ow, right, and if I flick on my screen now, I've got sound directly back into the Beats Flex. Now, the reason why they connect so well is because they use the, if you like, the original chip, which was the W1 chip. The new AirPods Pro has got the H1 chip. So the connection is done via the W1 chip, which means once you've opened the package up and you've sort of waved them near your iPhone, this is a nice little dialog box, remember the original AirPods, and basically say, do you wish to connect these Beats Flex? And you say yes. And then via your iCloud account, they will be there when you go and use your Apple Watch, for example. So they'll automatically switch between the iPhone and the Apple Watch. Now, just a bit of a tip here too, is if you're using that wonderful chimes that you can have on your watch, that chimes on the hour, quarter, half an hour, three quarter hour, and I've got mine set to bird chirp, so it's very nice and relaxing. If you've got the Beats Flex on and you're listening on your iPhone, for some odd reason the Apple Watch says, those Bluetooth earphones are mine, I'll use them to play the chirp sound, and then it resumes normal radio programming back on your iPhone. So I think that's just a little bit irritating. I can't see why the chirp sound on the Apple Watch just can't play through the Apple Watch speaker. I think sometimes Apple gets a little bit too clever at what it's trying to do, and there's nothing wrong with the internal speaker in the Apple Watch to do some basic functionality. So now that I've got them back in my ears, let's have a bit of a yak about that multi-function button on the side. Now, when you take your hand up and you hold that inline control module, and I said this one's on the left-hand side, your finger automatically goes to that inside button, and then, of course, your finger then can go straight up and, you know, press the volume down. So if I hold in the multifunction button, play music. So I've just asked Siri to start playing music, and here's a station just for you, and it's, of course, chill out music for me. Right, so I've got it playing. I'm going to press the multifunction button once, and I've just stopped it playing. So, of course, when I held in that button for about half a second, I got the traditional beep beep, because I'm using VoiceOver with Siri, and then I could start listening to the music. So let me start playing again. I'm going to press the multifunction button once. Now I'm going to press it twice. One, two. It's gone to the next track. And of course, if I hold it in, I can say to Siri, what's the name of this track? So Siri comes up, tells me the name of the song, and go back to the music. Beautiful. All right. So if I want to go back a track, and is this starting to sound familiar? This really does sound like the clicker. It's the same functionality as the clicker off the Apple earphones that have the clicker on the wire. So I'm just going to turn the volume down because this is really blasting my ears at the moment. So that's better. All right, so to go back a track, it's three times press on the multifunction button. One, two, three. And of course, if you're playing a track, that'll stay in the same track. So if I do it again quickly, it's now going back to the next track. So forward, one, two, back, one, two, three. If you want to fast forward, you press it twice and hold. One, two, hold. And it's going sort of fast-ish. Yep, beautiful. Stop, release it, and back to normal play speed. And if I want to rewind, I press it three times and hold. One, two, three, hold. That's not really. It's just going backwards, but still saying it properly. And then release it, and it's playing a track again. I can stop it again. And there we go. Now, I did say that when you let them go and the two earphones click together in the middle on your chest, it'll stop the music playing. So let me just verify that that is indeed the case. So pressing play. Okay, music's playing. Take them out of my ears. And together. And the earphone should have turned off, and I should have speech back on my iPhone. Which I do. So if I put the earphones back in again, left side, right side. And I've got the music playing again. Really, really nice. Press the multifunction button once. Stop it. Now, by the way, the other thing to remember too, that these are not noise cancelling earphones, all right? So we don't have the transparency mode and the noise cancellation like we do on the AirPods Pro. But of course, they're significantly more expensive than the Beats Flex. And getting back to the music stuff, the sound quality, I'd have to say, is middle to upper type range. Now, all the stuff on the web says it's got a really rich sound stadium, blah, blah, blah. I personally don't think it is. A good bass, I don't think it has. But what it does have is very crisp and clear tones. And that's particularly valuable when you're listening to spoken word, like audiobooks, podcasts, or in my case, let me look at my iPhone, VoiceOver. These are the best Bluetooth headphones I've listened to for a long time with VoiceOver. They've just, because it's got a bit of a higher frequency, well, that's what I believe it's got, it just makes VoiceOver sound very crisp and springy and, you know, just very responsive. And if I flick left and right, you know, I've got no drag between me flicking and hearing the result of my flick. Okay, so let me get on to the actual taste test or sound test here, as it were. So the first thing I just want to remind you about is that auto answer. If I take both of the earphones apart and pop them back in my ears, that will answer a phone call. So currently they're just laying around my neck. So let me just dial my iPhone here sitting on the table. I'm just doing this for my landline. Take them apart, put them in my ears, and I am now talking on the iPhone to my landline. Beautiful. I can sit here and talk to myself. All right, let me hang up. Now, if I take them off and don't put them together, remember, they're still live through the Bluetooth headset that I warned about before. But here's a really cool thing about these headphones. If I magnetically put them together like this, and touch my phone, I've still got the phone call going, but the sounds return to the iPhone. If I want to then re-engage the Beats Flex, I just pop them back in my ears, and I've got the sound audio microphone now going back through the actual Beats Flex Bluetooth headphones. Really amazing to quickly switch between the speaker of the iPhone and your Beats Flex. All right, let me just hang up by pressing the multifunction button. And I've just hung up. So I said I'd give you a bit of a demo of what they sound like doing a recording. So let me open up the Voice Memos app. Now, I'm going to do this through the Beats Flex. Then I'll actually just engage the two magnets while you take them off. And then you can listen to the sound through my iPhone speaker. Open Voice Memos. And of course, I just did that via holding on to the multifunction button on the side. Okay, I've got the record button. So I'm just going to say my favorite phrases like I always do. And then I'll, like I said, I'll disengage the Beats Flex and we'll listen to it back on the iPhone speaker. So double tap. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. And the one I haven't done for a while, now I have a pretty brown-eyed cow who gives me milk and cheese, but now I'm sitting in my room with hoof and mouth disease. Probably shouldn't have said that one, but anyway. All right, let me stop recording and let's play it back through the internal speaker of the iPhone. Two-finger double tap to stop it. All right, so I'm going to go back to the play button and take the headphones off. Remember, I'm going to click them together. So now if I use my iPhone,
fast forward, play button.
Let's play it and let's see what it sounds like.
Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly.
Sorry, that was my Apple Watch.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. And the one I haven't done for a while, now I have a pretty brown-eyed cow who gives me milk and cheese, but now I'm sitting in my room with hoof and mouth disease. Probably shouldn't have said that one, but anyway. All right, let me stop recording and let's play it back through the internal speaker of the iPhone. Two-finger double tap.
And I am back in real time. So that's what the call quality sounds like. Now, I know that wasn't going through a phone line, etc., but when you talk through these on either mobile to mobile or mobile to landline, it's actually good quality. Most people think I'm just using my iPhone normally. I'm not using a Bluetooth set of headphones. So really, really nice. Thank you, iPhone. So really, really nice. And just one final point before I finish up this demo today is the fact that these supposedly have a range because of the Bluetooth standard it's using, up to 300 feet, which in sort of Australian terms is about 100 meters. I haven't tried it out, but I can certainly leave my iPhone in charge inside the house and I can be up the backyard in the garden shed and still listen to my audiobooks, podcasts, and so on. Really, really nice. As I've been pointing out a few of the ins and outs and maybe some of the issues to do with the Beats Flex in this demo, there's one thing that in some ways irritates me a little bit about these Bluetooth earphones, and that's the fact because you've got that thick cable going around the back of your neck with the inline modules connected on both sides of it, when you try and sort of roll them up and pop them in your pocket, it tries to sort of bend away from itself and fiddle around inside your pocket, so they don't really stay put. And remember when I said that if those two magnets come apart from the earphones, Bluetooth basically re-engages, so that means VoiceOver will be going through the headphones, not for your iPhone, so you're going to have to dig them out of your pocket or stick your hand in your pocket and reconnect the two earphones. So that's the only issue about having them inside your pocket, so just be aware of that, plus the thing that I mentioned before about if they're around your chest and they come apart again, then they'll still be active or they'll re-engage and you'll lose voice out of your internal speaker, your iPhone. But anyway, that will do me for this demonstration of the Beats Flex. A really good pair of headphones. Can't go much wrong with $79 Australian. Really good another thing to have in your toolkit. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.